The I Ching, or Book of Changes, stands as perhaps humanity's oldest continuously used text, predating even China's three main philosophical traditions, Buddhism, Confucianism, and Taoism. This remarkable work has guided emperors, philosophers, and everyday seekers for over three millennia. While many Westerners know it primarily as a divination tool, its profound wisdom extends far beyond fortune-telling. The book's enduring popularity spans cultures and generations. Carl Jung incorporated its concepts into analytical psychology, while figures from Bob Dylan to Philip K. Dick have drawn inspiration from its pages. What makes this ancient text so compelling that it continues to influence millions worldwide? Perhaps it's because the I Ching doesn't merely predict the future. It reveals the underlying patterns of change that govern all existence, offering practical wisdom for navigating life's inevitable transformations with grace and insight. At its core, the I Ching views life as a continuous cycle of change, driven by the interplay between yin and yang, complementary forces that create all phenomena. These aren't abstract philosophical concepts, but observable patterns in nature. Day follows night, winter yields to spring, growth leads to decay, which nurtures new growth. The I Ching's genius lies in recognizing that these same patterns govern human affairs, from personal relationships to political movements. The text teaches that nothing remains static. Every peak inevitably leads to decline, and every nadir contains the seeds of ascent. This understanding liberates us from both complacency during good times and despair during difficulties. When fortune smiles, the wise person remains humble, knowing change will come. When misfortune strikes, they find solace in knowing this too shall pass. The cultivated person doesn't resist these natural cycles, but learns to move harmoniously with them. This doesn't mean passive acceptance of whatever happens. Rather, it means discerning the current pattern and responding appropriately. Sometimes boldness is called for, other times retreat and conservation of energy serve best. The I Ching provides guidance for recognizing which approach fits the moment. Unlike Western binary thinking that often separates concepts into opposing categories, good, evil, right, wrong, the I Ching embraces paradox. Yin contains a seed of yang, and yang contains a seed of yin. This subtle understanding helps us navigate complexity more skillfully than rigid either-or frameworks. We learn to see how apparent opposites, like strength and weakness, action and restraint, can complement each other rather than conflict. This wisdom manifests practically in daily decisions. When facing workplace conflict, for instance, the I Ching might guide us to recognize whether the situation calls for assertive action, yang, or receptive listening, yin. Neither approach is inherently superior. Their appropriateness depends entirely on context and timing. By understanding these dynamics, we develop what the text calls superior character, the ability to respond to life's changes with wisdom rather than reactivity. The I Ching communicates through a sophisticated symbolic language centered on eight trigrams, combinations of three solid or broken lines representing fundamental energies in nature. These trigrams, heaven, earth, thunder, wind, water, fire, mountain, and lake, combine to form 64 hexagrams that represent all possible situations in human experience. This elegant system creates a comprehensive framework for understanding the interplay of forces in both natural and human affairs. Each trigram carries rich associations that extend far beyond simple definitions. Heaven, three solid lines, represents creative power, leadership, and the Father principle, manifesting as strength, initiative, and divine inspiration. Earth, three broken lines, symbolizes receptivity, support, and the Mother principle, expressing as nurturing, patience, and material abundance. Thunder suggests movement and initiative, appearing as decisive action and breakthrough moments. Mountain embodies stillness and meditation, representing both obstacles and the wisdom gained through contemplation. Wind brings gentle but persistent influence, like words that gradually shape thoughts. Fire illuminates and brings clarity, while also representing attachment and dependence. Water flows and adapts, teaching about danger and opportunity. Lake reflects and brings joy, showing the power of openness and exchange. These aren't merely abstract concepts, but living energies we encounter daily. The inspiring leader embodies heaven's qualities in their vision and decisiveness. The nurturing parent channels earth's supportive nature. The activist demonstrates thunder's initiative, while the sage exhibits mountain's steadfast presence. Each trigram represents both a natural force and its human expression, allowing us to recognize these patterns in ourselves and others. The trigram's genius lies in their relational nature. When combined into hexagrams, they create dynamic interactions that mirror life's complexity. For example, hexagram 3, sprouting, shows water above thunder, rain falling on new growth, symbolizing difficult beginnings that require persistence. Hexagram 11, peace, displays earth above heaven, suggesting harmony through proper relationship between receptive and creative forces. Hexagram 29, the abysmal, doubles the water trigram, warning of dangers, but also pointing to the power of persistence in difficult times. This symbolic approach offers distinct advantages over literal instruction. Where direct advice might become outdated as circumstances change, the I Ching's metaphorical language remains eternally relevant. When it speaks of crossing the great water or seeing the great person, these phrases can apply equally well to ancient Chinese court politics, modern career decisions, or personal relationships. The symbols adapt to each reader's situation while preserving essential wisdom about human nature and the patterns of change. The hexagrams also demonstrate how position affects meaning within any given situation. A yang line in the fifth position often represents leadership and power properly applied, while the same line in the top position might indicate overreach or pride. The bottom lines typically relate to beginnings or foundations, middle lines to relationships and internal dynamics, and top lines to outcomes or conclusions. This teaches us sensitivity to circumstance, understanding not just what to do, but when and how to do it. Such contextual wisdom proves far more valuable than rigid rules in navigating life's complexity and helps us recognize the crucial importance of timing in all endeavors. While the I Ching can be studied as philosophy, its traditional use involves divination, a practice that continues to intrigue modern seekers. The consultation process creates a remarkable psychological space where intuition, chance, and ancient wisdom converge. The simplest divination method uses three coins. After formulating a clear question and entering a contemplative state, one casts the coin six times to build a hexagram from bottom to top. Each throw produces either a changing or unchanging line, eventually forming one or two hexagrams that address the question. What makes this process profound is not supernatural intervention, but the creation of a reflective space where unconscious knowledge can emerge. By surrendering to chance, we temporarily suspend our ego's control, allowing deeper wisdom to surface. The resulting hexagram often reveals aspects of our situation we've overlooked or denied. The I Ching never gives simplistic yes-no answers. Instead, it presents imagery and guidance that illuminate the principles at work in our situation. This approach respects our agency. We remain responsible for our decisions, but with expanded awareness of the forces involved. The oracle becomes a conversation partner rather than an authority figure, offering perspective rather than commands. This consultative relationship differs markedly from fatalistic divination. The I Ching consistently emphasizes that while certain patterns are inevitable, how we respond remains our choice. It teaches that the superior person can shape outcomes through awareness, timing, and moral character. This empowering message explains why the text has appealed to leaders and philosophers throughout history. It offers guidance without diminishing personal responsibility. Modern users often discover that regular consultation creates a feedback loop of increasing self-awareness. As we see how the hexagrams accurately reflect our circumstances, we become more attuned to the subtle energies and patterns in our lives. The oracle teaches us to observe more carefully and respond more wisely, gradually internalizing its wisdom until we embody it naturally. Unlike some philosophical systems that separate ethics from metaphysics, the I Ching integrates moral character directly into its understanding of how change operates. It consistently teaches that the superior person, one who cultivates virtue, navigates life's changes more successfully than those driven by selfish desires. This ethical dimension appears throughout the text. Hexagram 15, Humility, teaches that the humble person makes fewer mistakes because they aren't blinded by arrogance. Hexagram 17, Following, shows that true leadership emerges from ethical conduct that inspires genuine following rather than coercion. Hexagram 61, Inner Truth, reveals how sincerity creates the trust necessary for meaningful relationships. The I Ching's ethics aren't based on rigid commandments, but on understanding how moral qualities align with natural principles. Generosity, for instance, mirrors the abundance of nature. Patience reflects the gradual unfolding of seasons. By cultivating these qualities, we harmonize with deeper patterns of reality rather than struggling against them. This connection between character and outcome appears repeatedly in the text's imagery. The superior person is compared to a mountain firmly rooted yet reaching skyward, or to water that finds its way around obstacles without losing its essential nature. These metaphors teach that ethical development isn't separate from practical success. It's the foundation for navigating change effectively. Particularly striking is the I Ching's emphasis on humility during success and perseverance during difficulty. It warns against the hubris that often accompanies achievement, showing how pride creates blindness to changing circumstances. Conversely, it encourages steadfastness when facing obstacles, not from stubborn refusal to adapt, but from inner strength that remains constant amid external flux. This ethical wisdom transcends cultural contexts. While some aspects of the text reflect ancient Chinese society, its core insights about how character shapes destiny remain remarkably relevant. Modern readers still recognize the truth in its observations about how arrogance leads to downfall or how integrity creates lasting influence. Perhaps no aspect of the I Ching proves more practically valuable than its sophisticated understanding of timing. The text repeatedly emphasizes that knowing when to act is as important as knowing what action to take. This wisdom appears vividly in hexagrams like Waiting, 5, which teaches patience when conditions aren't yet ripe, and Breakthrough, 43, which shows when decisive action becomes necessary. The text's nuanced treatment of timing goes beyond simple patience or haste. It reveals how to read the subtle signs that indicate when circumstances are shifting. The I Ching's cyclical view of time contrasts sharply with linear Western conceptions. Rather than seeing time as an arrow moving from past to future, it perceives recurring patterns that can be anticipated and utilized. This perspective offers practical advantages in decision-making. Instead of being surprised by changes, we learn to detect early signals of emerging trends, positioning ourselves advantageously before others even recognize what's happening. This wisdom applies across all domains of life. In relationships, it helps us recognize when to press forward and when to give space. In career decisions, it reveals when to make bold moves versus when to consolidate gains. In creative endeavors, it shows when to generate new ideas and when to refine existing work. The text's treatment of timing connects directly to its understanding of natural cycles. Just as farmers succeed by planting and harvesting in harmony with seasons, we thrive by aligning our actions with appropriate moments. This doesn't mean passive waiting, but active preparation, using periods of apparent inactivity to build strength for future opportunities. Particularly valuable is the I Ching's guidance on recognizing turning points, moments when situations begin transitioning from one phase to another. Hexagram 24, Return, beautifully illustrates this with its image of light returning after darkness has reached its peak. By teaching us to identify these pivotal moments, the text helps us avoid both premature action and missed opportunities. This temporal wisdom offers a powerful antidote to modern culture's impatience. In an age of instant gratification, the I Ching reminds us that meaningful achievements often require working with natural timing rather than forcing outcomes. This perspective reduces frustration and increases effectiveness. We learn to invest our energy at moments when it will yield greatest results. While many approach the I Ching solely for divination, its deepest value emerges when we internalize its principles and embody them in daily life. The text itself suggests this evolution, from external consultation to integrated wisdom, as the natural progression for serious students. This transformation begins by recognizing patterns taught by the hexagrams in our everyday experiences. We might notice our workplace conflict follows the dynamics of conflict, Hexagram 6, or how a creative project develops through stages described in gradual progress, Hexagram 53. As these recognitions accumulate, we develop what might be called an I Ching consciousness, an awareness of the underlying patterns shaping apparently random events. The practical benefits of this awareness are substantial. We become less reactive to circumstances, seeing them as natural phases rather than permanent conditions. We develop greater strategic flexibility, adapting our approaches to match changing situations rather than applying one-size-fits-all solutions. Perhaps most importantly, we gain emotional resilience, neither overly attached to success nor devastated by setbacks. Living the I Ching's wisdom also means cultivating specific qualities emphasized throughout the text. These include 1. Mindful observation, developing the ability to see situations clearly without distortion from personal desires or fears. 2. Appropriate timing, learning when to advance, when to retreat, and when to maintain position. 3. Ethical character, building the inner qualities that create sustainable success. 4. Balance, harmonizing opposing tendencies rather than swinging between extremes. 5. Acceptance of change, embracing transformation as natural rather than resisting it. These qualities don't develop through intellectual understanding alone, but through consistent practice. Each challenging situation becomes an opportunity to apply the I Ching's principles, to respond with appropriate timing, to maintain balance amid pressure, to act ethically even when tempted otherwise. The ultimate goal isn't merely to consult wisdom, but to become wise, to embody the superior character described throughout the text. This transformation doesn't happen overnight, but emerges gradually through continued engagement with the principles. The hexagrams become not just external guidance, but internal reference points that shape our perception and response to life's changes. Deng Mingdao's The Living I Ching offers a fresh approach to this ancient wisdom, making it accessible to contemporary readers while preserving its essential depth. His innovative structure presents the I Ching as 8 concentric circles, forming a mandala that readers traverse from center outward, a spiritual pilgrimage toward direct communion with the oracle's voice. This approach differs markedly from traditional presentations that can feel intimidating to newcomers. Rather than beginning with complex divinatory methods, Deng introduces core principles gradually, allowing readers to absorb the wisdom progressively. The journey begins with the concept of Wuji, limitless origin, moves through the fundamental polarities of yin and yang, and gradually expands to include the full 64 hexagrams. Particularly valuable is Deng's integration of multiple perspectives. He draws from traditional Chinese scholarship while incorporating insights from his extensive background in Taoist practice, martial arts, and contemporary psychology. This synthesis creates bridges between ancient wisdom and modern concerns, showing how the I Ching remains relevant to today's challenges. Deng addresses head-on the difficulties of translation, acknowledging that no perfect rendering of the ancient Chinese text is possible. Rather than claiming definitive interpretations, he offers multiple perspectives on key passages, allowing readers to engage with the text's richness. His poetic sensibility captures the metaphorical power of the original while making it accessible to contemporary readers. The book's visual elements, including Deng's own calligraphy and illustrations, create a multi-sensory experience that honors the I Ching's artistic heritage. These elements aren't mere decoration, but integral to understanding, helping readers grasp concepts that transcend verbal explanation. The visual presentation of hexagrams, for instance, reveal patterns that might remain hidden in text-only formats. Perhaps most significantly, Deng emphasizes the I Ching as a lived practice rather than abstract philosophy. His commentary consistently connects ancient wisdom to practical application, showing how principles like appropriate timing and balanced action manifest in everyday decisions. This approach transforms the I Ching from historical artifact to living guide. After 3,000 years, the I Ching's core message remains profoundly relevant. Change is the only constant, and wisdom lies in harmonizing with its patterns rather than resisting them. This insight speaks directly to our contemporary experience of accelerating transformation in technology, society, and environment. The text teaches us to recognize that all endings are merely transitions to new beginnings. When relationships conclude, careers shift, or phases of life complete, these aren't absolute endings, but turns in an ongoing cycle. This perspective doesn't diminish the pain of loss, but places it within a larger context that offers hope and direction. Particularly valuable is the I Ching's balanced approach to change, neither clinging desperately to the past nor rushing heedlessly toward the future. It shows how to honor what has been while embracing what comes next, maintaining continuity amid transformation. This wisdom helps us navigate major life transitions with grace rather than resistance. The text also reveals how apparent obstacles often contain hidden opportunities. Hexagram 23, splitting apart, shows how breakdown precedes breakthrough. Hexagram 47, exhaustion, teaches how periods of depletion create space for renewal. By recognizing these patterns, we develop resilience, the ability to find creative possibilities within challenging circumstances. Perhaps most importantly, the I Ching empowers us as active participants in change rather than passive victims. While acknowledging forces beyond our control, it consistently emphasizes how our awareness, timing, and character shape outcomes. This agency within acceptance creates a middle path between fatalism and the illusion of total control. As we face unprecedented global challenges, this ancient wisdom offers valuable guidance. It teaches us to perceive larger patterns beyond immediate crises, to maintain ethical commitment amid uncertainty, and to recognize how small actions at pivotal moments can influence larger systems. These insights prove remarkably applicable to contemporary issues from climate change to technological disruption. The I Ching's enduring message is ultimately one of hope grounded in realism. It acknowledges life's difficulties without minimizing them, while revealing the continuous opportunity for renewal and growth. In a world increasingly defined by change, this ancient oracle offers not just survival strategies, but a path to thriving amid transformation. By developing the wisdom to discern patterns, the patience to honor timing, and the character to respond with integrity to whatever circumstances arise. The I Ching isn't merely a book to be read, but a practice to be embodied. Its full value emerges not through intellectual understanding alone, but through consistent application in daily life. This practical dimension distinguishes it from purely philosophical texts. It's designed to be used, tested, and integrated into our decision-making processes. Traditional consultation creates a ritual space for reflection that's increasingly valuable in our distracted age. The process of formulating a clear question, casting coins or yarrow stocks, and contemplating the resulting hexagram creates a pause in mental chatter. This deliberate slowing down allows deeper wisdom to emerge, countering the reactive tendencies that often drive poor decisions. Regular practice develops what might be called change intelligence, the ability to recognize patterns early, adapt flexibly to shifting circumstances, and maintain inner stability amid external fluctuation. This capacity proves invaluable in both personal and professional contexts. Leaders who embody this wisdom navigate organizational changes more effectively. Individuals facing life transitions experience less resistance and greater clarity about appropriate action. The text encourages us to observe natural cycles as teachers. By paying attention to seasonal shifts, weather patterns, and biological rhythms, we reconnect with the fundamental processes that the I Ching describes. This observation helps us recognize similar patterns in human affairs. The growth phases of projects, the emotional cycles in relationships, the rise and decline of initiatives. Perhaps most importantly, consistent engagement with the I Ching cultivates humility, not as self-deprecation, but as accurate self-assessment within larger contexts. We learn to recognize our limitations while accessing deeper resources beyond the ego. This balanced perspective prevents both the arrogance that leads to overreach and the insecurity that prevents necessary action. The practice also develops ethical discernment. Rather than following rigid moral codes, we learn to recognize how different situations call for different responses. Sometimes boldness serves best, other times restraint. This contextual ethics doesn't abandon principles, but applies them with sensitivity to circumstances, creating more sustainable outcomes. For contemporary practitioners, the challenge lies in adapting traditional methods to modern contexts without losing essential wisdom. Digital apps now offer convenient I Ching consultations, but the contemplative space of traditional methods may be lost. Finding ways to preserve the ritual dimension while accommodating contemporary lifestyles remains an important consideration for those seeking to integrate this ancient practice into daily life. The ultimate goal isn't dependency on external guidance, but the internalization of wisdom that allows spontaneous, appropriate response to life's changes. As the text itself suggests, the superior person eventually embodies the principles so completely that consultation becomes unnecessary. They naturally act in harmony with the patterns of change, neither rushing ahead nor lagging behind, finding the middle path that leads to sustainable flourishing.